Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Ohio only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, here we go. Another special episode of Film Study. This is the fourth episode this week. So as you guys know, we love putting out content, especially for a small website podcast. Content is king, and Ken has been super busy with the content that he's been creating for both the website and the podcast. So we got another special episode out today where Sergeant Garnett West joins Ken today from Okinawa to discuss the future of Marcus Peters with the Ravens and kind of beyond this year. What does that look like? So we're going to take our break right here at the beginning and join the conversation.
Welcome to another episode of Film Study. I'm Ken McCusick, and today we have the pleasure of being joined by Garnett West of the United States Marine Corps Sergeant, who's stationed in Okinawa currently, and a very avid listener, very active on Twitter, talks to me all the time, had a great question, and we wanted to make this the subject of a Film Study short. Garnett, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Ken. Always a pleasure. Big fan from afar, which is like over 7,000 miles far, but I'm always here listening everywhere I'm at, anywhere, if I'm in the East Tennessee or somewhere God knows where, I'm always going to be tuned in to you guys. You guys put out great work.
Well, thanks for joining us. The sound quality is good, and I know we've had a problem with that in the past, but let's get right to your question. You had a question about Marcus Peters.
Yes, I did, and it pertained to Marcus Peters for the long haul. Beyond this year, 2020, where do you think do you believe that we would keep him long term, or how do you see that playing out as a corner or beyond? I heard it from the previous podcast, and I'm just wondering, where do you see this happening, or how do you see this happening, I should say?
Yeah, great question, and material we didn't really cover all that well on the podcast, so I'm glad we have a good follow-up question on this. So Peters is on a 10-game rental basically right now, but before he becomes a free agent. So a lot of people are making the natural assumption that he'll be here, he'll leave, and then they weigh the trade value and say the compensatory pick figured in, which figures to be either a third or a fourth, and the Ravens should have net compensatory picks leaving again, because they always manage to do that, that represents tremendous value for the Ravens, even though that pick won't be earned until the 2021 draft. But we didn't really address the possibility of a long-term contract, And then I think more importantly, where does he fit in? But let's start with you, Garnett. What do you see for him in terms of a long-term future with Ravens, in terms of maybe his position and how he fits into the defense?
Well, thank you, Ken. I see a stability. That's a key thing that I think we're trying to shoot for. And I'm pretty sure Eric DaCosta and the front office are really thinking about that. You have, I want to say, Peters is 25. We're going on 26. And Marlon's under 25. So if you think about it, we have two lockdown corners on basically at a young age. And it just makes perfect sense for us to try to keep both of them. Well, obviously, we're going to try to keep Marlon. But if we can just already have a proven player instead of rolling the dice on the draft pick like a lot of, you know, like how we usually do in the past, I would try to make that deal as soon as possible. And when you gave me an idea, well, you put something in my head when I was listening to the newest podcast you guys put out with you and Michael Crawford that I'll let you hit on. But moving him to safety down the road or earlier, I never thought about that. And I just want to hear more of you explaining that. But for as of now, stability is the perfect thing. He basically eliminates us drafting a corner, and we can worry about, you know, a left guard or replacing Yonda or a middle linebacker that we so needed for the future. So that's what I think.
It's a great point. And the Ravens do have a lot of needs in the draft, so it'd be nice to address one now, in particular one of the ones where you really have to spend a top pick often to get a top player. So they drafted Humphrey and they got exactly what they wanted when they drafted in the fourth round with Averett. I thought they might very well have a quality player. So far, you know, we haven't seen the returns yet. I think he'll be good. And they drafted Kennedy, of course, in the sixth round, sixth or seventh. I think it was the sixth round. And it's taken several years for him to be good. But you know, he finally had a good stretch in 17 and a good stretch now right at the end of his deal. But you're right. I mean, you want to get a player in the draft. You're probably going to have to get a cornerback early to get a top one. One of the things Michael and I talked about was because he likes to play that deep zone for the Rams, likes to keep his eyes on the football looking into the backfield, that he's in a sense, he's already playing safety, is that he's already looking to play like a safety, to break on the football from behind the play. He likes to have help underneath. He likes to play what Michael called a soft press, where he doesn't actually touch the guy, but he uses his own fear and aura with the quarterback to play several yards off the receiver and be able to direct the receiver in certain ways, which is a minimal amount, but more direct the quarterback not to throw to his side of the field.
Yes, sir. That's pretty spot on. And I really don't like to compare a lot of players, but when you have key traits, I have no choice but to do it. But back in the day, I used to watch a lot of Santi Samuel, and what his key trait was to basically play off about 3-4 yards, just like Peters does, has his eye on the quarterback, just like Peters does, and he just basically, he doesn't always bite on the first move, but most of the time, he basically studies films to a T, and that's the one thing a lot of people really don't know about Peters. It seems like he literally studies film, and he owns his craft, I should say. And if people can go look at the stats, and just see the comparison as in when Asante did started in his fifth year or his fourth year, it was his fifth year. He got 10 interceptions. And basically, that's the best comp I can say, like to a T, is Asante Samuel. Always hides in the backfield. And he's best basically capitalized he capitalized in strikes. One of the best gamblers I've seen growing up. And Peterson is the same exact way. And those numbers that you put out earlier in your newest podcast was pretty crazy, I should say, with the 24 interceptions in 5 mm-hmm. years. That's right there with Ed Reed. that's remarkable.
Yeah, he does really stand alone. And I look at Asante Samuel, he's a great comp in a lot of ways. What you mentioned in terms of style of play, but also in terms of the results. He had 58 career interceptions in looks like 157 plus another, looks like he played 21 playoff games in his career playing with New England and Philadelphia, that is 178 games is terrific for his era. It would be one of the real greats. But the two players who stand above all of the remainder of the crowd in NFL history are Reed and Marcus Peters. And Marcus Peters at 8.45 interceptions adjusted to the 1945 to 2018 averages is actually number one right now in terms of his career interceptions per game. It probably will not hold up, but it's been a remarkable run so far. And, you know, he certainly stands alone at the top of that group. So I think Samuel's a great comp, and you know, what's going on here, it'd be very interesting. I think a move to safety would make a lot of sense if he were to continue the kind of rate of interceptions that he'd have. I've heard all sorts of funny things about him not wanting to play zone. He's perfect for zone defense. He wants to keep his eyes on the backfield. I can't imagine that he'd really be he'd want to play more man defense. So I've heard all kinds of silly things about that. But anyway, I think they're using him in a way the Ravens would love to use him at safety down the road. And as you mentioned, the Ravens are very old at corner. They have a 31-year-old free safety. They have Tony Jefferson will be coming off an injury and will be 29, I believe, next year. And then they have Anthony Levine at the dime back, which is not where Peters will end up, but is an older safety as well. So really, Chuck Clark in his third year will be the young man among the safeties, and Deshaun Elliott when he comes back next year. But it'd be nice to have a younger player, and Peters will be 27 in January, you know, take on part of that role.
What else
would you like to talk about in terms of how would you see them addressing him? I mean, one of the questions is, would they use the franchise tag on?
Yeah, like that's I'm not, you know, a lot of teams try to stay away from the franchise tag, but I feel like I think we could pull off a nice deal with him, but it really all based upon what he does for us now. But I'm pretty sure since Marlon, we got one more, we can opt out in a year. Well, I'm talking the fifth year option on him. Mm-hmm. So I can see we can hold off on Marlon until next year and we'll work something. But basically, Ronnie Stanley, is he up for a deal this year, correct?
Ronnie has his fifth year option year left. So this is his fourth year. And this is Humphrey's third. So the first time we have a chance to sign Humphrey is after this year to a long-term deal. And it could wait one more year, and they typically would. And then Stanley would probably wait till after this year, and then I would imagine they're going to try and make a deal with him before the fifth year, not after. That's what would make sense to me. And then it could be two contracts they really have to deal with this offseason, Stanley and Peters, if they decide to keep him.
That sums it up. I feel like Peter should be the first one to get a deal. But at the same time, if he's asking for like top three money, we got, well, thank you for the rental, buddy, but we got to move on. But I'm pretty sure I think we can work something out with the young man, because he has all the talent. But, you know, he went from Kansas City to LA Rams. Mm-hmm. To us, and three teams on his first rookie contract, which is pretty crazy. I understand why, but I feel like we can work something out. I don't see a franchise tag on him, but if we have to, so be it, just to keep him intact. But here's my question that I meant to bring up. I've heard a lot of talks about it. I'm a big fan of Maurice Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And did you think it was a mistake letting him go, releasing him, and now we don't have rights to him at all?
They didn't release him today, did they?
Not really. I'm talking about as in during the preseason.
Yes.
The 50. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was a big risk to take, and I'm very, very happy that they got him back. I mean, their roster was such the Ravens had a embarrassment of riches at cornerback, and so they kind of had to. But I made the point all during the preseason that I thought he would be easily in a lot of other teams' top five, and probably should be somebody they could have traded. But I'm glad they did what they did. They kept him on the practice squad, I guess, and re-signed him, as soon as they had the need. And honestly, I don't know what they'd have done without him holding it down for three games in there. Before the Bengals game, he played so well for those three games. And then the Bengals game, he's obviously hurt. He has a hamstring injury. He played through it, and he was a step slow and got beat a few times. Also, Auden Tate made some fine catches, hands catches, extending his body. So I don't blame that performance entirely on him, but I think he can definitely help the Ravens down the dead point. Was your point that Kennedy might be a safety going forward?
That's what I was thinking. Because everybody looks at the fourth and 16 or fourth and 17 or the Cincinnati play. Everybody looks bad on that. And I like him more on the outside, but you can play him anywhere. But I just want to know what we're going to do with Jimmy. You brought up an excellent point when it comes to the age factor. Carr is going to be 35 this year, after this year, I believe. Jimmy's 31. Let's be honest with Tony Jefferson. Like, are we really going to keep him? If so, we're going to keep him. But we're not. I don't know how severe his injury was, to be honest. So let's think about this. All next year, he's going to be recovering. And then that following year is when he's really going to be back to fully healthy, I hope.
Well, they'll have to sign him again because he's only under contract for next year.
We have to sign him again. Exactly. We have to sign him to a longer deal. So when you said the whole safety concept, I took a second. Earl, he's 30. He'll be 31 next year. You know, he lost a half a step, like Michael Crawford said in the previous podcast. I'm like, all right, well, he's still, he's pretty darn good. He's still Earl Thomas. I wouldn't think he would have a problem moving to strong safety. So, and I was like, well, if we do keep Kennedy, hopefully he doesn't, he wants to stay with us long term, hopefully. No hard feelings after getting cut. We brought him back. So I would love to see Peters get a shot at free safety coming down the road later, sooner than later, like you said. Because like you said, like we called out earlier in this podcast, he does keep his eyes in the backfield a lot, Ken. So I'm sort of on your side on that the more I think about it.
Yeah, now when you talk about that, you make a good point. He really has to play free safety given his careful physical style. He wouldn't really fit as a strong safety, as a run fit guy in the box. That's just not him. So maybe that's the reason he really wants to stay at corner, is that there are more options there to play, whereas he's got to be somebody's free safety otherwise. So it would be a change of style of play. He'd be the tackler in the last line of defense. He'd have to really engage with running backs more than he does currently playing on the outside. So it would be a change, and no doubt about it that there are durability questions that go with that. But I think it's a great point, Garnett, and can't say how much we appreciate you coming on and having this discussion with us. But more than that, Garnett, I appreciate all that you've done in the past for the show in terms of listening, and certainly more than that for your service to the United States.
The pleasure is all mine, Ken. You just truly don't realize, like, for the past couple, like almost like a couple years now, I'm addicted, man. Like everywhere I go, sometimes I'll be in China trying to find some Wi-Fi, even though the Wi-Fi might be janky. I got to get my film study in somehow. I got to hear life is good all the time, man.
All right, I appreciate that, my friend. Want to just tell the rest of the audience here, love to get your questions. Love to get you on a show for a short film study short like this. We're talking 10 to 15 minute discussion, just like Garnett and I have had here. And send them in via Twitter or email, however you'd like to get a question to me, and we'll try and figure out how to get you on. And it's just going to be an informal thing. Josh will wrap this up, and hopefully it'll be on the air in the next couple of days. All right, Garnett. Thanks for joining us.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.